The re-establishment of the building industry watchdog, the issue which could provide the double dissolution trigger, raises some questions. Crucially, is such an authority with such sweeping powers really needed now? And will the legislation actually address concerns about the level of industrial disputes and the incidence of bullying and lawlessness on Australian building sites? Research into the impact of the last version of the ABCC raised serious doubts about claims of a boost to productivity. Emily Burke reports.
The latest statistics indicate the construction industry has the highest number of working days lost by any industry, and the disputation is worst in Queensland. The government and other proponents of an ABCC say the bad old days have returned and that corruption, thuggery and lawlessness are plaguing the construction sector. Putting a cop on the beat, and a tough one at that, is what's needed, according to Willem Harnish from Master Builders Australia.
This unlawful behaviour is unique to the construction industry. Nowhere else in any other workplace in Australia do you have a culture where workers, contractors, subcontractors, suppliers are bullied on a daily basis. No other workplace do you have the situation where workers come to work fearing intimidation and thuggery.
Some argue the power and penalties imposed by the existing Fair Work Building and Construction Authority are much diminished compared to the earlier incarnations of the watchdog. But critics of the legislation say it's extreme and strips workers of basic rights, especially the provision for coercive powers. Independent Senator John Madigan says it's not the government's job to police workplaces.
If the behaviour is proven, send them to jail, fine them. And there should be credible deterrence to bad behaviour. So fines that make people think first, both in a monetary sense, with very severe jail penalties for breaking the law. All of the behaviour identified by the Hayden Royal Commission, the alleged behaviour, is illegal behaviour. Why don't the courts, why don't the police get on with their job, and why doesn't the government resource them adequately to get on with their job and support them in the prosecution of the law?
Willem Harnish from Master Builders is appealing to the crossbenchers to support the legislation for the sake of the economy.
It is the community that is being cheated. It is the community that is being deprived of the much-needed classrooms, the additional hospital beds, the additional childcare places. Studies have shown that the unlawful behaviour on building site adds at least 30% to the cost of construction for this vital public infrastructure.
When you look at the productivity data that underpins that claim, it's very weak.
In 2010, David Peets from Griffith University published critical research on construction industry productivity in Australia.
The ABCC wasn't established originally to deal with corruption, and the proposed reintroduction of it in 2013 wasn't to deal with corruption. It was ostensibly to deal with productivity, but there's no evidence that it led to any improvement in productivity. Ostensibly to deal with industrial conflict, but the story on that is mixed, to say the least. So there isn't really a strong argument on economic grounds in favour of, or for that matter on grounds of dealing with corruption, for reintroducing the ABCC. That's not really the purpose of it. It's much more about changing the balance between unions and employers than it is about dealing with productivity or industrial action or corruption.
He says the claim that the ABCC would bring about a 9% productivity boost was flawed.
Well, it originates with a consultant's report that purported to show a big change in the costs facing general construction and housing construction, and it turned out that this was a spreadsheet error. And once you remove the spreadsheet error, there was really no major movement in productivity over the period of reform identified by the consultant. But the number that they generated has been used repeatedly by the same consultants over and over again.
David Peets, Professor of Employment Relations from Griffith University. Emily Burke with that report.